The Gospel reading is from St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 41 through 56. Let us be attentive. At that time there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to the house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as Jesus went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman, having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of Jesus' garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus answered, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before Jesus, she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well." When Jesus came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened.